Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third, the third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting second, the center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third, the left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Peacock moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Heath steals second. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peacock is walked intentionally. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Hemsley moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Weatherly scores. Walker moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson spins, and has Walker trapped. He throws to Cronin who tags Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peters. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Grimes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom throws towards the plate. Peacock fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Peacock. Peters goes all the way around to score. Weatherly moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Heath reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath scores. Grimes moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker bunts in front of the plate. Peacock scoops up the ball and tags Walker for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Newsom. Heath moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Earl Johnson. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-4 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.